Talking about clothing, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
A vest, a coat, and a pair of pants, slacks.
Okay. Any other terms for pants, slacks?
No, not that you would use in terms of a three-piece suit.
Okay, well, in any other situation?
You might call it jeans.
Okay.
Hunting pants, for example, that's different from just regular pants.
Okay. What about trousers, breeches?
Yeah, trousers, breeches, things like that.
Okay. What about things that, you see farmers?
Overalls.
Yeah. Or something like that would be entirely a one-piece construction. It wouldn't have straps, you know, but it would cover you.
Jumpsuit.
Okay. Is that the same thing as coveralls?
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Okay. This is really a preposition that I'm looking for. If you were describing very fancy buttons, you're looking at a jacket that has very fancy buttons, kind of try to fill in the blank. You'd say, that jacket sure has fancy buttons. Yeah.
On it.
And another verb. If there was something in a room that I wanted right now, I'd ask you to meet that.
Go bring it. Or okay. Fetch it.
Okay. Talk about
get.
Bring it. Concentrate on bring. The past of that, you say, well, I've already to you.
Brought it to you.
And I've to you before.
Brung.
Okay. Talk about clothing. If you were trying clothes on, you might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year, perfectly.
Fitted.
Yeah. Or say if my old suit is getting really ragged, you know, I just can't wear the thing anymore. I might say I need to go to town and buy myself a
new suit.
And if a little kid is in the habit of picking up just about everything he sees and sticking it in his pocket, not too long before his pocket begins to
bulge.
Or if you put a shirt and water that's too hot for it, it'll probably.
Say that again.
If you put a shirt.
It'll run. Cause a run.
Okay, if it gets smaller, you say it'll.
Shrink.
Okay, in the past, yesterday, it.
Shrunk.
And it has.
Shrunk.
Say if a woman, you know, likes to put on good clothes and that kind of thing, you say that she likes to.
Dress up.
Any other terms?
Prep yourself up.
Okay. Could you say primp up?
Yeah, primp up, yeah.
What if a man were really doing the same thing? What would you say?
Dress to the nines.
Dress to the what?
Nines, I believe, whatever it is.
You have any idea what that means?
Yeah, I'll ask my wife someday. I don't know, I heard it somewhere as a term recently. I'm trying
dress
to
get the nines.
Hey, Kathy? Is it dress to the nines or dress to the sixes? When you dress up super fancy, what is it?
Nines.
Dress to the nines, and don't even ask me what the hell it means.
Pick that up in Buffalo?
No, I just picked it up recently down here. I heard it somewhere. Heard it on TV, I think, or somewhere that dressed to the nines. I was really trying to figure that one out. It's a weird one.
What about this thing that women carry around with perilous stuff in, you know?
Handbook. Pouch. Pouch. Purse. Yeah, purse though.
Okay. And maybe a smaller thing that they might have inside it for change.
Oh, shit.
Something with a little metal clasp on it, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean, no problem.